falling asleep. Yes, it can be just as hard for some people to go to sleep early as it is to wake up, if not harder. So here are some steps to help that. Number one, get tired. Yes, get tired. If you are not active throughout the day, you won't be tired. Getting a hard workout in the early morning will not only energize you during the day, but will also make you fall asleep faster at night. Getting a morning workout and another workout at lunch or after work will also get you tired. Unfortunately, you may find that working out just prior to going to bed will keep you awake, so try not to work out any closer than 2 hours before you want to sleep. Number two, turn off the computer. Turn off the smartphone. Stop checking social media and stop watching one more YouTube video. Sure, there is some science that says that the light from the computer and phone screens tricks your mind into thinking it is daylight and time to get up. But on top of that, the internet is filled with professionals that create content with the sole purpose of getting you to click on it. Yes, clickbait is real, and just like a bait used in fishing, it is a trick to get you hooked. So, don't click it. You will get nothing positive from it at all. Number three, read. If your mind is still active when you reach your bedtime, that's okay. Get into bed and get a book and start reading. Reading is relaxing. It settles your mind and it also makes you smarter. So do it. And if the book you are reading is too good and makes you want to stay up and read more, simple, don't read that book. Read a boring one. An educational one, but a boring one. That will send you to sleep. Number four, most important, the key to getting to sleep early is getting up early. No, it might not help you tonight, but tomorrow night it will. If you need 7 full hours of sleep and you want to get up at 4:30 a.m., that means you need to go to bed at 9:30 p.m. But it can be hard to force yourself to sleep at 9:30, so you stay up until 11:30. You should still get up at 4:30. Yes, that will only be 5 hours of sleep, and yes, you will likely feel tired throughout the day, which is actually good, because at the end of the day, you want to be tired. Now you can go to bed at 9:30. You are now on track. Number five, do it every day. People ask me if I still get up early on the weekends. Yes. For a bunch of reasons. Obviously, the weekend is only 2 days, so I want to get up and take advantage of it. I get up early, get my workout done, and complete any must-do tasks as quickly as possible. That allows for time to relax and enjoy without things hanging over your head. The other reason I wake up early on weekends is to keep my sleep pattern consistent. If I sleep into 5:30 or 6 a.m. on a Saturday, I will likely stay awake a couple extra hours on Saturday night, which now has me sleeping in until 7 on Sunday, which now has me awake even later on Sunday night, which means when I go back to waking up at 4:30 on Monday, I haven't gotten the sleep that I need. So don't break the cycle. Get up early every day. If you need extra sleep, take a power nap.